The Fayetteville Vet Center is discreetly located between a print shop and a chiropractor's office. Its white window shades are perpetually drawn for privacy, but inside, the welcoming lobby is well lit, decorated with standing American and military flags.
Okay, well, good morning. My name is Thomas Miller. I'm the team leader here at the Fayetteville Vet Center. We're Vet Center number 727. But this is our lobby.
Tom Miller walks us through the long complex, pointing out various therapy suites, a spacious kitchen, and offices. Miller is a master's-level licensed mental health counselor and a certified addiction professional. His comfortable office is filled with mahogany upholstered chairs and decorated with photographs of forests and waterfalls. Master Sergeant Tom Miller enlisted in the Air Force in 1968. He was stationed in Southeast Asia for several tours during the Vietnam conflict, assigned as a munitions and missile maintenance officer, which continued over a 23-year-long Air Force career.
But basically with the ordnance, ammunition, bombs, bullets, missiles. Matter of fact, my first job in the Air Force, at Hill Air Force Base, I worked in a radiographic lab, and we x-rayed Minutemen motors. So everything from really big stuff to small arms ammunition has absolutely nothing to do with what I do now, except I learned people skills.
Negotiating explosives every day would require clear communication. Tom Miller says career military tend to have shallow roots. He's been stationed around the U.S. as well as Europe before retiring to Florida in 1991. There he worked as a community mental health counselor in a state prison for a decade before taking a position at a Florida vet center. He's been here 2 months. Miller reaches for his briefing manual, used for public official visits, and the occasional reporter to provide background on vet centers, first established in 1979.
Congress intended the program to operate for 2 years. However, due to the success, you can see it's still going on. It was originally going to be 2 years, but we provide counseling to war zone veterans from all eras, you know, primarily combat veterans.
The Fayetteville Vet Center employs a staff of 7, including a full-time office manager, 2 social workers, and a licensed marriage family therapist. All therapists are master level and take continuing education. Although it's located directly across from the historic VA hospital on College Avenue, it's not, as you will hear, directly associated with it, nor is this a day treatment or center for homeless vets.
One of the primary focuses of the readjustment counseling is PTSD. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. We also offer counseling for military sexual trauma, spouse and significant other counseling. That's one of the hallmarks of the vet centers. You can get family counseling here. It's very difficult to get that arranged at a VA hospital proper. Bereavement counseling. We provide alcohol and drug abuse counseling, employment assistance, psychological service, advocacy. We'll help them get hooked up with community organizations. And benefits counseling.
Outreach to affected combat military is a critical mission of all vet centers, and this one is equipped with a 40-foot retrofitted mobile unit containing 2 private counseling suites. It's parked out back. Staff affectionately call it the Beast.
20 days a month, these guys are on the road. They go into some very small communities.
Tom Miller says when the mobile unit shows up, word quickly spreads through the community. This one travels the entire state of Arkansas, a good portion of eastern Oklahoma, and southwest Missouri. Any combat-connected vet is eligible for service prepaid through their military service.
The vet centers serve veterans from any of the following period. War zone veterans, all periods. Vietnam, 1961 to 75, Korean War, World War II, American Merchant Marines are eligible to get service here. Lebanon, Grenada, Panama, Persian Gulf, Somalia, Operation Joint Endeavor, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Global War on Terrorism.
The Vet Center does coordinate some with the VA's Mental Health Division, and each counselor here may see up to 5 clients per day. Tom Miller is affable, but occasionally you can see his countenance shift, recalling a troubled vet struggling to make sense of a life plagued by combat trauma.
But primarily, it's the Vietnam-era veterans. The younger veterans are still just a little resistant to even seeking help, and that's the problem. Most of those young people will come in because the problems finally started surfacing with their family. It's one of the hallmark symptoms of PTSD is what it does to the relationships.
And as a combat-connected soldier, veterans can trust him. Tom Miller's chain of command is tethered to Dallas. Lou Ann Feller's Engel is manager with the South Central Region for Readjustment Counseling Service in the Department of Veterans Affairs. The former commissioned Army social worker oversees 46 vet centers across a 10-state region, including Florida, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. Arkansas has a second vet center in Little Rock. All are strategically located walk-in counseling centers.
What we were finding is that the service time in Vietnam was pretty time-limited. It was, in most cases, 12 months. And the warfare was guerrilla warfare, and the atrocities were many. And that printed indelibly on the veterans' psyches, if you will. And when they came back, because they, in most cases, came back in ones and twos and threes, not like big military units as we're experiencing now, there was really no support, no official welcome home for them. There weren't really any programs to deal with the trauma of war.
Which led to the opening of the very first vet center. Today, Lou Ann Feller Engel says, the centers are incredibly utilized.
A vet center will never turn anyone away. If for some reason they might not be eligible for our services because they have not served in a war zone, then we will meet with them and then make appropriate referrals to get them the help that they need. But no one will ever be turned away from a vet center.
Nor are individual soldiers who've completed their tour of duty allowed to return home alone anymore. They're dispatched, along with their unit, and met by organized yellow ribbon welcome home campaigns, complete with vet center personnel on hand. Such recognition of service and outreach is key, Lou Ann Feller's Engel says.
So, being a social worker, the vet centers, in my opinion, really uphold the one of the baseline tenets of social work, and that is meeting the client where the client is in his or her community.
And each vet center is different, adapted to its demographic. Here at the Fayetteville Center, Tom Miller says, staff offer yoga and art therapy, which is taught by volunteers.
And again, that brings out different feelings from a lot of the veterans.
And in his office, team leader Tom Miller keeps a pencil holder made of spent machine gun bullets on his desktop. He says it helps to get the conversation started.
Veterans look for familiar things, you know. I had a veteran in here the other day. He saw those. He says, oh, that's from my M60 machine gun. You know, I said, yeah, you're exactly right, you know. So it gets the ball rolling. It helps the veterans to feel comfortable.
And once comfortable, troubled veterans are more likely to process their troubles. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.